The memory comes rushing back to you. You have seen this type of sculpture before in an obscure treatise on oceanic ethnography. These black basalt statues extracted from the volcanic bowels of the Pacific Islands served as portable altars to the worshippers of Ktuga, the ancestral enemy of Dagon. The swirling shapes are not abstract, but are a faithful representation of the fire vampires, those elemental vampires that dance around their stellar master. The gaping cavities collected offerings of incense and sacred oils, transforming the statue into a living brazier during ceremonies. The Polynesian cults that fashioned them invoked Ktuga to repel the servants of Dagon. Each statue was a spiritual fortress, a beacon of desiccating heat against the tides of the fish god's worshippers. The olivine inclusions were not accidental. These green crystals were considered eyes of fire, allowing the sentinel to keep watch even in the cold stone. Here, in Innsmouth, this statue is not just an archaeological curiosity. It is a declaration of war against the